Hello, pets. You know, I remember when I once used to work 9 to 5. I remember what it was like. How happy I was at the end of the workday. Since my mind spent so much of the workday locked in and focused, by the end of that day, I was a bit fried, a little tired, worn out, mentally much more so than physically. And when I would drive, my mind was free to wander at last. You know how it is, taking the same route to work and back home. Each day, Monday through Friday, and sometimes Saturday, I can vividly recall how my mind would wander. Probably very, very similarly to your daydreams when you're driving home. While you might drive home with thoughts of being hypnotically seduced and dominated, swirling all through your head, I was driving home with thoughts of hypnotically seducing and dominating you, swirling all through my head, daydreaming of being hypnotized by me, while I daydream of hypnotizing you, is hypnotizing you, is hypnotizing you, is hypnotizing you. Is hypnotizing you, and images of being hypnotized fill your mind as you drive down the road. The gentle hum of the engine is somehow soothing. It always has been, whether you realized it consciously or not. You know you're going where you're supposed to go. Even if your daydreams cause you to be consciously oblivious to them, you watch the rear view and side view mirrors as you smoothly change lanes, becoming more and more relaxed as you drive, passing landmarks, seeing them but not really. And each time you see a red light, you feel your mind slow down, like your vehicle, coming to a halt, stopping, seeing red as you instinctively think of me. You might hear my voice echoing in the center of your mind, leading you down an internal path as you follow the path laid before you. Watching the mirrors more and more intently. How is it that you can see your own hypnotized face reflected in the mirror? Maybe it doesn't matter when my words sound so good to you. The images are so compelling. Seeing occasional flashes of red in the mirror sneaking up on you, then disappearing into your blind spot, like your mind hearing my words has a blind spot, a place where you cannot see what is actually there, where you cannot detect it. And just mentioning the words blind spot reminds you that you have that with me. There are places my words sink within you that you cannot locate with your conscious mind. And this blind spot shows itself sooner, perhaps later. My suggestions seem to find your blind spots with great regularity. And when you have a blind spot, something is coming that you cannot see, but it's right there. It's right there in your blind spot. When you think of having a mental blind spot, you think of something that you cannot resist, You think of something that you cannot detect on a conscious level. And if I keep saying the words, blind spots, your mind can blur deeper into such a blind spot, while my suggestions are like ambrosia, lights pouring into your mind as you let go even more now. The image of my eyes, so blue, so powerful, making you feel so powerless. Fantasies of surrender intensify as you melt even more comfortably down, down, down in this position. Little flashes of red zip past your field of vision, back and forth. Back and forth, back and forth, as your mind functions on autopilot, like when you slip into highway hypnosis. Then reaching an intersection, you follow the arrow, telling you to turn right, down a short block before you turn left, followed by another left before turning right. Reaching another red light, when it turns green, turn right away, going left then turning right. Again, next street, down, 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 becoming consciously lost in a maze of turns you are not even unaware of not making before right now you are left in a state of hypnotic bewilderment as you relax more with each left turn. Then right turn, then right, then left, then another left. The red light is flashing into your eyes, materializing right where your blind spot normally ends. The place you cannot see, what you cannot account for. Moving downhill as you feel the momentum carry you down fast. The more I speak, the more your mental blind spot grows. It expands outward, consuming more and more of your vision as you turn right, then right away seeing the arrow turn left, knowing you feel right about this, and right about turning left twice in a row as you become more happily lost, simply following the instructions I give you. Letting me guide you. Your internal GPS. Sounds like my hearing. Hearing my voice speak to you from the inside, as you know my words already have a home. Right inside. As the endless ribbon of road lies before me. Drawing you down. Drawing you down. Drawing you into a more deeply relaxed. Remembering the gloss of my luscious red lips as I speak words that are like a blind spot to your conscious mind, which cannot seem to detect what your subconscious mind is already absorbing thirstily, like a porous sponge, soaking and saturating every crevice, every nook and cranny, every open space filled with thoughts of sleep and surrender. All you have to do is obey. You can obey me without thinking, knowing that I'm keeping you perfectly safe as you travel deeper within, deeper within the maze. You check the mirrors in the day, and as you do, you see your empty mind filling with my red power. You know that red is the color that most obviously reflects my power. Slipping even deeper into the daydream, you might notice that you recall my fear, and the air is sistrally hypnotic. Swarovski crystal nestled down in there. Your sight focuses inward and down to see. Seeing it pours more light into your mind as opening to my influence. More with each breath that you take sends you into a deeper surrender to sleep. Hearing me whisper inside of your mind as you turn over and over again, not sure of where you are going deeper more quickly than you expected. I tell you that your vehicle is filthy It needs a wash. It needs to be cleaned. Doesn't it, dear? Yes, ma'am. And that's just like your mind, isn't it? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, he replies. You fall even further. Faster. Further. Further. Left in complete awe of me. You turn right into the car wash and you are instantly drawn by the red light. You feel a tingle in your sense. Your mind buzzing. That's right. Surrender to sleep. And continue to listen. Surrender to sleep. And feel my delicious words descend into your mind. Forgets how to think around me. The money is placed into the machine as you obey without thought. You are given instructions and follow them to a T. Almost robotically. You drive into the car wash, watching the green light tell you to proceed and go even deeper. Come deeper inside.
Surrender.
Deeper into
sleep.
Until you're all the way in.
Yes, ma'am.
Until your wheels lock into position as the light turns red and you put the car into neutral. As you do, your mind also slips into neutral. Not really thinking. Not really wanting to think.
Yes, ma'am.
Not really even thinking of not thinking. Wanting the pressures of the day
surrender.
To be cleansed.
To sleep.
Needing to rid yourself of all worry and discontent. No more decisions to make as the water jets turn on and start to spray the vehicle, moving all around it, until the water flow seems to be engulfing you from all directions. Safely within the car, watching the water running down.
Surrender
after
to sleep.
The filthy car being cleansed.
Lights.
As the car is cleansed, so is your mind. The water pressure builds as all dirt is washed away, stripping away imperfections, stripping it down to the pure core, so shiny. Around and around, the water pours into your mind as like a river overflowing its banks.
Surrender.
Now the soap is applied as you melt down completely into what's beneath you, each drop having no will.
Yes.
Each drop cleansing the car, cleansing your mind. The soap building suds that surround the outside of the vehicle. Bubbles everywhere as your eyes stare dead ahead at the red lights. My telepathic messages tingle as the red light flows into your empty mind.
To sleep.
The soapy brushes glide along the length of the car, around and around. In sleepy circles, around and around, in sleepy circles, so many bubbles, so much submission, so much sleep. See yourself in the bubbles, going deeper.
Surrender, blind to sleep,
sinking all the way into that blind
spot.
And the circles soaping, the bubbles flooding you with submissive feelings that deepen your surrender to sleep as the water rinses the car off, cleansing the car, cleansing your mind.
Yes.
All you can hear is the sound of the water and the sound of my voice, which flows into you like water,
surrender.
Filling the dry, thirsty desert. During a flash flood, jets spring up from the ground and rinse off the undercarriage.
Yes.
So filthy before, so dirty, with so many unnecessary thoughts. So shiny and clean now. Washing, rinsing, repeating. around and around, over and over. It seems to not end. Washing, rinsing, repeat. Washing, rinsing, repeat.
Yes.
Yes. Cleansing your slave mind of all dirt and debris is a good idea, isn't it?
Surrender to sleep.
Dirt and debris are like conscious thoughts and will, aren't they?
Yes.
Yes. Each time you say the words, yes, ma'am, you fall more deeply into hypnotic trance and agree with me more and more. The feeling of pure bliss of not having to move. Feeling the sluggish glee of not having to do anything but hear and obey.
Surrender
as I
to sleep.
Time elapses as the brushes and jets are so thorough. Every inch is scoured. Nothing is missed. Your entire mind is now one big light. Conscious thought has been cleansed and washed away. Unwanted will is rinsed down the drain. You've seen yourself in the soapy bubble. In increasingly deeper
surrender
to sleep. Seeing yourself descend into the deepest hypnosis time and time again. Unwanted will rinsing down the drain. The soapy, sudsy will spiraling down the drain like little whirlpools. Each drain being filled with spiraling, soapy, watery will and resistance.
Surrender
down the drain.
To sleep.
Down. 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 Down.
Yes.
That's it. Down. Down. Down, feeling your surrender to sleep deepen. Now. It takes no effort, because all you want to do is obey and go deep. Or is it that you want to go deeper and obey?
Yes.
Obey without thought.
Surrender.
Obey without hesitation. Obey free of outside interference. My words fill the very core of you with submissive lust. Your eyes still locked onto the red light as it fills your entire field of vision. It's all you can see. While you are hearing the last of your independent thoughts washed away, swirling down the drain.
Surrender.
As I count down from 5 to 0, the last of your will goes down and away with the soapy sun, down the drain and away. Down and away. As I count down from 5 to 0, the last vestiges of resistance are washed completely away as well, which is fine with me. You love having no
surrender.
You are genuinely fulfilled by my wishes and demands. 5. With each number, the red light grows brighter as it flows into your mind through your eyes. 4. Wash, rinse, repeat. Whenever I say these words, your mind is instantly cleansed of conscious thought. Instantly cleansed of will and individuality.
To sleep.
3. Wash. Rinse. Repeat. And whenever you hear me say those words, wash. Rinse. Repeat.
Yes.
Without thinking, you automatically respond with your subconscious mind, speaking the words. Wash, rinse,
surrender,
repeat,
to sleep,
repeat. When I say wash, rinse, repeat. You repeat the following. Wash, rinse, repeat, repeat. And each time this happens, your mind is washed clean, rinsed of will, rinsed free, clear of imperfection. And the process just repeats and repeats. It's like you're in this car wash over and over again. You feel like you're in this car wash descending into mindlessness, staring at the red light, seeing yourself in the bubbles, hearing my voice repeat. Wash, rinse, repeat. Which causes you to say the words wash, rinse, repeat. And as soon as you say those words, your mind is washed. You feel completely brainwashed. The whirlpool continues to pull all conscious thought down. Two. Wash. Rinse. Repeat.
Surrender. To sleep.
Very good. Deeper again. Wash. Rinse. Repeat.
Yes.
You can't help yourself. You love being brainwashed by me. Wash. Rinse. Repeat.
Yes. Surrender.
All the way down.
To sleep.
All the way down. Wash. Rinse. Repeat. Going deeper each time you repeat. One. All the way. All the way. All the way. All the way. At the tail end of the whirlpool. Swirls around. Around and down into the drain. At zero. Such a deep and complete surrender to sleep. Such a blissfully relaxing surrender to sleep. And when you surrender to sleep, you obey without thought or question, don't you, my slave? Yes, ma'am. Finally, the light turns green, and you shift the car back into drive, as the hot, hot waves of air have already dried the vehicle.
Yes, ma'am.
Pulling out for a right-hand turn leads you to left, then left, right, right. Left, right, left, 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 right, down into the deepest trance, deeper still, traveling down a secluded road. You see a space ahead to park in.
Yes.
And as you hear me telling you to do so, you park there. And you don't even know why. You obey without thought, thus going deeper into trance. My voice guides you and directs you. As you melt into the storm.
Surrender. Yes.
You can see a long row of pine trees, all planted closely together, so that there's no space between them. Though you could squeeze and push your way through. In the middle of the row of pines, you see a flashing red light. Is it an illusion?
Yes.
Is it a hallucination from the car wash? Is it a hypnotic hallucination? It's not important as you feel drawn to the light.
To sleep.
As you watch the red beam honed in upon you. You can hear my voice inside of your head. As though broadcasting a strong radio signal into your mind. The closer you get to the red light, the stronger the signal. The more clearly and powerfully you can hear my voice calling you to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I know about you.
Surrender.
I wanted you to come.
Just you.
And as if floating on pillows of air, you walk without actually touching the ground, walking towards the red light as the glow intensifies once again.
Yes, ma'am.
And your empty, cleansed mind has no pretense. Your empty cleansed mind is free of pride. Your empty cleansed mind has no objection
surrender
to what's going to happen.
To sleep.
And in fact,
yes,
you secretly welcome it as you hear
lights
beckoning you to the light, calling you, calling to you from just behind the pines. You pine for me. You walk slowly,
yes,
into and between the trees as you float through. Floating through to reach the red light.
Surrender.
And as it vanishes, you enter into a sea of misty fog. A sleepy place. A mystical portal.
Yes, ma'am.
Transporting you through time and space. Into my time and space. Only in my time and space. There is no time or space. You feel yourself floating horizontally now in the thick sleepy fog.
Yes, surrender.
Until you hear the snap of my fingers and the fog lifts. We are now in my training room, and you are positioned on your knees in the center of the room.
Lights.
The floor beneath you is very soft and thick, so that there not only isn't discomfort, but you are even more comfortably relaxed than before, and you're loving the opportunity to kneel before your goddess.
Surrender.
Aren't you slave?
To sleep.
Learn. Yes, ma'am, is all that you can say.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
Yes, ma'am, is all that you can think for now. I'll tell you what to think when I allow you to think, but for now, I like your mind empty. Ready to be filled. Desperately needing to be filled.
Yes, ma'am.
You are naked in the center of this room as
surrender.
A hologram of a spiral drops before your eyes with my face in the center of it. Your mind falling into my eyes. Falling into the spiral.
Yes, ma'am.
So happily empty. So desperate to be filled. As I snap my fingers and say, freeze. You are stuck in position right there, unable to do anything but freeze.
Surrender.
So perfectly immobile,
yes, ma'am,
and motionless when I tell you to freeze. You cannot even remember how to try to move, which would only cause you to freeze more solidly. It's as if I've shackled you down. Maybe it feels like handcuffs or shackles.
Yes,
holding you
ma'am.
Prisoner right down there where you kneel. Maybe it feels like satin scarves wrap around your ankles
surrender.
And wrists.
Just
you cannot move. You can only freeze like a statue. But I can pose you.
Yes,
and I do. I push your ass up into the air and lower your head all the way to the ground. You see, darling, I've known about your desires for some time, but I indulge them upon my whim, not yours.
Yes, ma'am.
I know you love anal stimulation.
To sleep.
I know you need me to train you to stretch out your ass. To stretch your ass out.
Lights.
Turn it into a pathway to ecstasy. And it's going to happen. Yet
yes,
all that you can do is sleep and obey as you freeze. Now that I have you right where I want you. Your ass is in the air. Exposed to me. I circle around
surrender.
You.
Surrender.
Inspecting my property.
Yes.
Prepping you for what's to come. You hear the snap of my rubber gloves as I put them on. Then I begin to lube you from behind. Right where your blind spot is.
Blinds.
You never
yes,
seem to
ma'am.
See it coming. Yet you love it. Teasing around the entrance.
Surrender.
Circling
sleep.
Around with my gloved fingers and gently pressing in. Occasionally smacking your ass. All you can see is the hologram of the spiral of obedience, filling your vision completely while you feel me lubing you up. You have an absolute blind spot to conscious resistance now in regards to me. The ability to resist me hypnotically is a complete blind spot for you. Now, feeling serpentine patterns of my hands across your ass before more lube is applied and inserted.
Yes, ma'am.
You know how to relax into it, my dear. Let all muscles relax. And feel so open and empty.
Surrender.
Needing to be filled. As I insert one finger coated in lube. Slow, ma'am. Deeply up inside. The tingle you feel takes you deeper as your head buzzes with dizziness, even as you continue to freeze. You can only see what I allow you to see. What you cannot yet see is that we are not entirely alone in my training room.
To sleep.
Off in the corner is another slave. A female slave. She appears to be sitting. But what you don't know is that there's a mechanical dildo filling her ass from underneath, protruding from the red metallic chair. She is so completely filmed as the buzz travels back and forth from her
surrender
to her ass
to sleep
and back again. She has headphones on as well. Inside the headphones is my voice is programming her yet again. I've hypnotized her over and over to the point where she is wide open to my control. An absolute slave.
Yes.
In every way, shape, and form. And right now, she is fully convinced
surrender
that she
to sleep
is a man. I've also attached large, thick strap-on to my female slave as well.
Yes, ma'am.
Only my female slave thinks she's male. And though he normally is only attracted to girls, he is 100% obedient to me. Flawlessly, thoughtlessly, automatically.
Surrender.
He will do precisely as I command. Completely as I command. He will even be a human dildo to you, my anal slave. He can't resist what I'm doing. Or is that she?
Yes, ma'am.
And since she thinks she is he will only obey.
You love
the way I mind fuck you. Are you aroused
or repelled?
Perhaps you're not sure. At the snap of my finger, slave Adam's eyes open, and he rises slowly, coming towards me as I give the command. She cannot see her full breasts or hard erect nipples. She believes that she is a slave called Adam. All she can see when she looks down is her big, thick, hard
cock.
Slave Adam slowly mounts you from behind my slave. You can't see him. He's in your blindness. But I can most certainly see. And after all, this is for my entertainment. For my amusement. For my pleasure.
You must obey me.
As slave Adam begins to fuck
you, must obey me.
Slowly at first, as you see images within the endless spiral pulsing into your mind. Images of anal penetration, just the way you crave it most.
In
and out.
You must obey me.
In and out.
You must obey
in
me
and out.
You must obey
slave Adam fucks me.
Yes.
Stretching you out for me. Establishing a rhythm. Obeying me without thought. I should also tell you that slave Adam is in the deepest surrender to sleep he's ever been in.
Yes.
Slave Adam's cock is really a strap-on, but he doesn't know that. Because she believes she is him. And it feels so good inside of you. The more you can feel it, the deeper you surrender to sleep. And the deeper you surrender to sleep, the easier it is to relax and let it happen. To relax and feel the dildo penetrating you. Inch by inch, I hear you quietly moaning and whimpering down there as I walk.
Yes, ma'am.
Pleased at such pure obedience. You see the images spiraling into your empty mind, filling you with ecstasy, just as slave Adam fills you with ecstasy. You think she's a man. And is fucking you now, harder and deeper, harder and deeper, harder and deeper, harder and deeper. You both are so locked perfectly into rhythm that I can tell slave Adam is about to come, and suddenly I hear the voice of slave Adam proclaiming, I need to come, I cannot come. I belong to Mistress Julian over and over as you feel the tingling vibration and the fullness up inside of you. Something has always felt so right about this. The ability to resist me hypnotically is an utter and complete blind spot for your mind. Now and always. It is a blind spot for you in all ways. And you love it in the ass. You love when your mistress trains your ass to her liking. Over and over, her voice even sounds like a man's. Slave Adam nearing orgasm, but incapable of releasing without my command. I need to come. I cannot come. I belong to Mistress Joanna. Again and again, as the pleasure grows and grows and grows, and the sensitivity increases and increases, and your mind is flooded with submission and sex. Sex and submission. Submission and sex. My words cut through the room. Slave Adam, pull out now. Yes, ma'am. He says as he obeys. Vacant, empty eyes. I tell him to go back to the mechanical dildo and sit down on it. And as he does, slave Adam is permitted to stroke his cock. Well, strap-on anyway. This strap-on is equipped to ejaculate a thick white fluid with just the push of a button.
I need to come.
My button then. When I push this shiny red button on the special remote device I'm holding, each dildo will actually come and come hard, warm and sticky, soft and slick. I reach down and pick up the second dildo, and this one is hand-operated, but it's longer than the first. It's thicker than the first. As long and thick as anything you've ever felt in your ass. Lost in the images now, craving the feeling of being filled again.
You must
so empty with nothing in your ass. Needing me to teach you. Needing my dildo up inside of you. First more lube. More lube around and
I belong
in.
To Mistress Joanne.
Then I approach you from behind, and now that hologram is not only projecting the spiral directly into your mind, but also into your ass.
I need to
filling
come.
Your
yes,
blind
I
spots, endlessly drawn into the spine. Such pleasure submitting to the spine. Such pleasure and submission to me. Feeling me impale you, my anal slut slave. And you love it, giving you every little bit you can handle, and you can barely handle it. Feeling the rhythm pull you deeper into my control, kneading me inside of you. Slave Adam is aroused, watching me fuck you slowly, and then not so slowly. He's stroking his cock. He has no control. He cannot come without permission. He belongs to me. He feels the mechanical dildo thrusting in and out, with vibrations intensifying. You feel my hands smacking your ass, gloved hands, cracking your ass as I fuck you with my dildo, deepening your need for anal stimulation, deepening your sensations through it so that you feel it more each time you are here. Actually feeling the thickness, the fullness. The stiffness deep inside of you, loving the texture you can feel as it fills your mind. And when my dildo fills your mind, you cannot think. There is no room for thought. Your conscious mind has a complete blind spot. When I train you anally, especially, there is only the dildo filling your ass for my pleasure. As I watch you try to squirm, which only makes you freeze so much more completely solid. You probably need to come. You could easily come from this kind of anal stimulation. You are my slut slave, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
You can only obey. Yes, ma'am. You need my dildo deep inside of you. You cannot think when your ass is full. Your mind is full of Mistress Joanne. Yes, ma'am. Your pleasure comes from such intense anal stimulation. Yes, ma'am. Enough you could easily come if I told you to do so now. But you will do no such thing, my slut slave. That's my ass. Isn't it, slut slave?
You must obey me.
I hear both of you say, yes. Both vibrating. Again, yes, ma'am. Eyes rolled back up into your head as slave Adam chants, I need to come. I cannot come. I belong to Mistress Joanne. I fuck you even harder and faster. The rhythm unstoppable now. Soon I will explode. Soon you will feel so much better. So much more full. Soon I will tell you I'm coming. And as I do, I push the button. And when I push the button, you feel a warm, white, thick liquid squirting deeply into your ass, causing your ass to tell your mind, to tell your body to orgasm. But only on my command. Your pleasure comes from me finding use for a slut slave like you. Your pleasure comes when I fill your ass and then come deep inside of you. The chanting gets louder and more intense. I need to come. I cannot come. I belong to Mistress Joanne, but being fucked by me makes you need to come so hard. That's it. In and out, in and out, in and out, thrusting inside of you. You hear my pleasure as I tell you, as I tell you, as I tell you, as I tell you that I'm coming now, now, and I push the button. Push the button. The liquid squirts deep, deep, deep inside of you, exploding in your asses, vibrating with surrender as I hear slave Adam and look at him. He's coming too, stroking his cock as he shoots cum in every direction, feeling the pleasure. You'd be crawling out of your skin if you could actually move, but not when you're still stuck in a deep freeze. Stuck in orgasmic bliss, freeze, feeling the thrill of pleasing me. feeling the delirious delight of my pleasure becoming your pleasure, completely frozen in orgasm. My dildo coming in your ass causes slave Adam strap on to come in full body orgasm. And the combination of me coming, causing slave Adam to come, makes you come, my anal slut slave, come from being sucked by me and from pleasing me. Because all orgasms belong to me when you're with me. Don't they, my slut slave? Say yes, dildo. I watch as I tell you to untie. Seeing and feeling you both vibrating uncontrollably, writhing in utter submission, so filled with my control, so deep. And every time you are here, you can feel my control penetrating you more deeply, more sensitively, more completely. And every time you return, your consciousness is a total blind spot, feeling the glow of total surrender gush through you both. You'll feel a deep compulsion driving you to listen to this recording over and over and over again. My anal
surrender,
knowing that each time you return, your surrender to sleep is deeper than the time before, and deeper than the time before that. The more you listen, the more empty you feel. When your ass is empty, you need me to fill it. Filling your mind with my seductive words. Filling your ass with my dildo. The more I train your ass, the more you become my slut slave.
Surrender.
Don't you? My slut slave. Yes, ma'am. Very good. Your subconscious mind will remember the words blind spot. And whenever I say or type those two words together, your mind obeys instantly. Your subconscious mind opens wide to me. You have a total, full-blown blind spot in regard to ever resisting my hypnotic charms.
To sleep.
And now, slut slave.
Yes, ma'am.
I snap my fingers, and suddenly, in your deepest surrender to sleep, you are heading home in your car again, driving free of stress, uneventful, just like every other baby. But then, just before you turn onto the second to last street before your home, you see something. You see something emerge from the blind spot of your side mirror. You see my female slave. She's there, and then he's gone. And then, just as you're turning to pull into your driveway, you see me materialize out of that same blind spot. And in a flash of red, throbbing your mind and ass with pleasure, I then vanish as you pull into the driveway. And the next time I say the words,
surrender,
welcome home,
to sleep,
you will awaken fully and immediately, feeling fantastic in every way, needing to listen again, needing my training, needing me to train your ass properly, my property. Such a bizarre daydream. Such a wonderfully surreal dream. Such pleasure when you give in to what you know you need me to control you in as many ways as possible. And now, my slut slave, welcome home.